Thank you very much, and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. As we move into the 8 to 14 day forecast, it's August, and there are indications that the late stages of the growing season will be hot and dry, but maybe not around here. Of course, weather plays a big part in crops putting the finishing touches ahead of harvest. Joel Widener of Commodity Weather Group looks ahead to the next several weeks.
It does look like we get this little burst of heat that comes into the Corn Belt. We'll get some readings into the at least mid to upper 90s in areas like Missouri and parts of the southwestern Midwest, but that looks pretty short-lived. So we're not too worried about it from a temperature standpoint. There's good support for the heat moving back west of the belt, so I don't expect to see more than some brief periods of heat as we roll through the rest of the summer here.
In the I-States and the Midwest, there is the potential for drier spots heading into August.
The dryness concern that we have is some of the signals we're getting would suggest that we could have a little bit less active of a storm track developing as we move out kind of beyond next week into the very tail end of July and on into August. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be completely dry, but we are worried that there could be some areas that start to slip drier. A couple that I would point out, and this would be mostly out in that 16 to 30 day forecast range, but parts of Iowa, South Dakota, we've got some expectations for drier conditions developing there, maybe parts of Ohio.
Some drier weather may show up in the South as well.
Particularly down in the Delta for the soybeans, particularly, I think we want to watch that a little bit. They actually look pretty quiet down there over the next 15 days as well. And we keep parts of Arkansas, northern Mississippi, western Tennessee pretty dry in the 16 to 30 day too. So we could see some late dryness developing down that direction.
There were areas in farm country that struggled with the weather in 2025.
We do look at all the core states as well, and definitely the areas where we tended to be the most concerned of yields at least holding somewhat lower, relatively speaking, than the belt as a whole. We're over into the far eastern Midwest, so areas like Ohio, Michigan, to a lesser extent Indiana, but we're kind of holding closer to or even slightly below trend in those areas because we have had at least some areas of dryness at times through a lot of those regions that have certainly caused some issues. We had some heat earlier on in the summer that was pretty significant for part of June in the Ohio Valley as well that was less than ideal.
Joel Widener of Commodity Weather Group. The annual Wheat Quality Council Spring Wheat and Durham Tour gets underway this morning. 51 folks on the list, the usual blend of millers, bakers, commodity representatives, university employees, and media. This year, scouts likely will be treated to good crop conditions. USDA reporting that the spring wheat crop close to flowering. But of course, with our muggy weather lately, wheat is susceptible to fusarium head blight if the weather is wet, warm, or extremely humid. We'll get the first report out of Bismarck tonight, Minot tomorrow night, and back here in Fargo on Thursday, the final numbers. In North Dakota, spring wheat is 83% headed out as of yesterday's crop report. South Dakota, 95% headed out. Minnesota, 96%. Crop conditions finds North Dakota, 67% good to excellent. South Dakota, 70% good to excellent. Minnesota, 87% good to excellent. Other number highlights from yesterday, U.S. corn crop, good to excellent condition, steady. Soybean, good to excellent ratings fell slightly. Corn silking, 56%. That's 2% behind last year and the five-year average. Corn in the dough stage estimated at 14%, 2% behind last year, but 2 points ahead of the five-year average. 74% of the U.S. corn crop in good to excellent condition. 68% of the U.S. soybeans in good to excellent condition. That's down 2 points from the last week and equal to last year. As far as winter wheat goes, 10% gained last week, 73% complete nationwide as of Sunday. Kansas winter wheat, 97% harvested. Illinois, 98%. Harvest in Montana, 2% complete. The weather is expected to allow for an upper-level ridge of high pressure developing in the southwest, dominating the weather in the plains and the east. Temperatures hot, rainfall scarce. If not for the overall good soil moisture in much of the country, a very concerning late July weather scenario. This is Inside Agriculture. One more break, we'll be right back.